This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Students and teachers are under stress as schools readjust to in-person learning. Part of that stress is preparing for mandated state testing after months of remote instruction. As part of our special series, Learning Curve, we find there are few answers to the question of how standardized test results will be used this year. Michelle Kareem teaches math at Beechwood Middle School. Under the school's hybrid model, she's scrambling to keep pace with past years.
So I'm running maybe about 3 to 4 weeks behind.
She says even under the best of times, getting ready for the spring testing period is stressful. But the prospect of preparing online students to sit down for state tests starting as soon as this month ups the pressure.
I don't know if they're going to be ready to perform on the test that the way in which they've been able to.
She's doing her best.
And it's overwhelming.
Schools are required by federal law to test grades 3 through 8 for math and reading each spring. In Ohio, the results are published as district report cards, and parents use the scores to compare districts. Test scores are used to rank schools and are even factored into teacher evaluations. State lawmakers removed that provision during the pandemic, and House members from both parties, including Jeff Crossman, a Democrat from Parma, have advocated canceling the tests altogether.
It just doesn't make any sense to me to force a pre-COVID test in a post-COVID world.
The test must be taken in person, and Crossman is concerned about safety as new coronavirus variants spread across the state. He also questions what new insights the test will provide.
People across the country are behind. People across the world are behind from where they otherwise would be. We know that. There's no reason spending the time, the money.
The question of whether Ohio will go ahead with the tests was answered on February 22nd when the Biden administration refused to waive them. The feds argue that standardized testing will provide detailed data on where students are after months of remote learning. That resonates with State Superintendent Paolo Di Maria.
Having good data to understand what knowledge students have acquired and to use that to inform instruction, to give us feedback about new approaches that we're trying.
But Di Maria is hoping to change the way test results are used.
We should have that data and extract the value from it without using it in any kind of punitive or judgmental way in terms of accountability.
Di Maria says limited data from fall testing revealed that Ohio third graders lost more than a month's worth of learning, and the average proficiency rate in language scores fell by 9 percentage points. Students and families hardest hit economically fared worst. Black students' scores fell by 14%. Scott Marion is executive director of the Center for Assessments, a national think tank that designs testing systems. He says there are too many variables in students' lives right now, like spotty internet access, remote versus in-person learning, or family stressors, to have any kind of fair assessment.
We used to worry about things like moving a test question from the third position on the test to the 20th position on the test. And the kinds of, you know, shockwaves we're seeing in the pandemic are much different than that.
Rather than measuring lost learning, he says the tests should be used to set a baseline for the future.
I think it will not so much tell me the problems from the past, but it'll also help me monitor our ability to make up ground going forward.
He says state testing scores this year will come with a lot of caveats. State legislators are scrambling to figure out what those caveats will be, though they've ruled out using scores to sanction or penalize poorly performing districts. All Beechwood math teacher Michelle Kareem is asking for is a little breathing room.
Like, if there's ever a year that I could use more time, this is it.
The mandated math and language arts tests will still start at the end of this month, but the state has extended the testing window by up to 2 weeks. Still, students and teachers who've been working remotely for most of the past year will sit down to a slate of state testing soon after they're back in buildings. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.